Lesson 8. The prophet Jacob is confronted by Sherem. Purpose: to strengthen the children's testimonies of Jesus Christ so they will have power to withstand evil influences. Preparation. 1. Prayerfully study Jacob chapter 7, verses 1 through 23. Then study the lesson and decide how you want to teach the children the scripture account. See, preparing your lessons, page Roman numeral 6, and teaching from the scriptures, page Roman numeral 7. 2. Additional reading, 1 Nephi chapter 8, verse 7, 2 Nephi chapter 2, verses 1 through 4, 2 Nephi chapter 11, verses 2 through 3, Jacob chapter 1, verses 17 through 19, and Book of Mormon Index, Jacob, son of Lehi. 3. Select the discussion questions and enrichment activities that will involve the children and best help them achieve the purpose of the lesson. 4. Materials needed. A. A Book of Mormon for each child. B. A breakable piece of string about 2 feet, 60 centimeters, long, and a 2-foot long piece of strong rope. C. A piece of paper and pencil for each child. D. Picture 4-9, Jesus the Christ, Gospel Art Picture Kit, 240, number 62572. Suggested lesson development. Invite a child to give the opening prayer. Attention activity. Give a child the 2-foot piece of string. Tell him or her to break the string. Then have the child try to break the rope. Tell a few of the other children to try to break the rope. Explain that our testimonies start like single pieces of string, but can be strengthened until they become unbreakable. We can all develop strong testimonies that will help us when others try to challenge us and our beliefs, or try to deceive us. Tell the children that this lesson is about Jacob, whose testimony was unbreakable. Scripture account. Tell the story of Jacob and Sherem from Jacob chapter 7, verses 1 through 23. Use the picture at an appropriate time. For suggested ways to teach the scripture account, see Teaching from the Scriptures, page Roman numeral 7. Discussion and application questions. Study the following questions and the scripture references as you prepare your lesson. Use the questions you feel will best help the children understand the scriptures and apply the principles in their lives. Reading the references with the children in class will help them gain insights into the scriptures. Who was Jacob? One of Nephi's younger brothers. About how many years before Christ's birth did Jacob and Sherem live? See the bottom of the page in Jacob chapter 7. Answer: between 544 and 421 B.C. Page 26. How did Jacob know about Jesus Christ, who had not been born yet? Jacob chapter 7, verses 5 and 10 through 12. What did Sherem do to try to convince the people that Jesus Christ would not come? Jacob chapter 7, verses 2 through 4. What does it mean to use flattery? To give insincere or excessive praise, a form of dishonesty. Who influenced Sherem? Jacob chapter 7, verses 4 and 18. How does Satan try to influence us? What were some of Sherem's lies? Jacob chapter 7, verses 7, 9 through 10, and 19. Why was Jacob able to withstand the evil influence of Sherem? Jacob chapter 7, verses 5, 8, and 10 through 12. Although we may not see angels or hear God's voice, what can we do to be strong when people tempt us to do wrong? Share an experience or invite a child to share one when he or she has withstood someone's evil influence. Why didn't Jacob want to show Sherem a sign? Jacob chapter 7, verses 13 and 14. Why isn't seeking signs a good way to gain a testimony of Christ? Doctrine and Covenants, section 63, verses 7 through 12. Explain that signs may come after we demonstrate faith and obedience, but we should not seek them. Review from past lessons Laman and Lemuel's lack of faith, even though they had seen signs. Teacher review. 1 Nephi, chapter 3, verses 29 through 31. 29. And it came to pass, as they smote us with a rod, behold, an angel of the Lord came and stood before them, and he spake unto them, saying, Why do ye smite your younger brother with a rod? Know ye not that the Lord hath chosen him to be a ruler over you, and this because of your iniquities? Behold, ye shall go up to Jerusalem again, and the Lord will deliver Laban into your hands. 30. And after the angel had spoken unto us, he departed. 31. And after the Lord had departed, Laman and Lemuel again began to murmur, saying, How is it possible that the Lord will deliver Laban into our hands? Behold, he is a mighty man, and he can command 50, yea, even he can slay 50. Then why not us? 1 Nephi chapter 16, verse 39. And it came to pass that the Lord was with us. Yea, even the voice of the Lord came, and did speak many words unto them, and did chasten them exceedingly. And after they were chastened by the voice of the Lord, they did turn away their anger, and did repent of their sins, insomuch that the Lord did bless us again with food, that we did not perish. 1 Nephi chapter 17, verse 45. Ye are swift to do iniquity, but slow to remember the Lord your God. Ye have seen an angel, and he spake unto you. Yea, ye have heard his voice from time to time, and he hath spoken unto you in a still small voice. But ye were past feeling, that ye could not feel his words. Wherefore, he has spoken unto you like unto the voice of thunder, which did cause the earth to shake as if it were to divide asunder. 1 Nephi chapter 18, verse 20. And there was nothing, save it were the power of God, which threatened them with destruction, could soften their hearts. Wherefore, when they saw that they were about to be swallowed up in the depths of the sea, they repented of the thing which they had done, insomuch that they loosed me.
What effect did Sherem's confession and death have on the people? Jacob chapter 7, verses 21 through 23. Why do we need to have strong testimonies of Jesus Christ? How can we gain and strengthen our testimonies of the Savior? See Enrichment Activity 2. How can we share our testimonies with others? Why do our testimonies grow stronger when we bear them to others? Enrichment Activities. You may use one or more of the following activities any time during the lesson or as a review, summary, or challenge. 1. Write on slips of paper situations in which someone tries to convince a child to do something wrong and a reference to a corresponding commandment from the Scriptures. For example, your friend goes with you into a store and tries to get you to steal some candy. Exodus chapter 20, verse 15. Someone offers you a taste of an alcoholic beverage. Doctrine and Covenants, section 89, verse 7. Or you were tempted to stay home and not go to church. Doctrine and Covenants, section 59, verse 9. And that thou mayest more fully keep thyself unspotted from the world, thou shalt go to the house of prayer and offer up thy sacraments upon my holy day. Have the children look up and read each scripture. Discuss how knowing what the scriptures teach strengthens our testimonies of Jesus Christ and helps us resist evil influences. You might want to have the children pantomime these situations and have the other children guess what is being pantomimed. 2. Divide the class into two groups. Assign Alma chapter 5, verse 46 to one group and Alma chapter 37, verse 35 to the other group. Alma chapter 5, verse 46. Alma chapter 37, verse 35. Have the children find in these scriptures ways they can strengthen their testimonies of Jesus Christ. Summarize their responses on the chalkboard. 3. Sing or read the words to I Will Be Valiant, Children's Songbook, page 162. I Will Be Valiant. The Lord needs valiant servants to do His work in the latter day, who follow the teachings of Jesus and serve His people in a loving way. I will be His servant and keep my covenants valiantly. I'll stand for truth. I'll stand for right. The Lord can depend on me. You may also use Dare to Do Right, Children's Songbook, page 158. Page 27. Conclusion. Testimony. Tell the children how important it is to gain and strengthen our testimonies of Jesus Christ so that we can withstand the evil influences around us. Bear your testimony of the Savior's divinity. Challenge the children to choose one way to strengthen their testimonies and write it on a piece of paper as a reminder to take home and work on during the week. Suggested home reading. Suggest that the children study Jacob chapter 7, verses 1 through 23 at home as a review of this lesson. Invite a child to give the closing prayer. End of lesson 8. The prophet Jacob is confronted by Sherem.